life, liberty, and the pursuit of, hey, what if the best way to pursue happiness is to pursue family? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. We've reached a barking point in American history. Yeah, I'm sorry for that one. A few years ago, for the first time ever, the number of dogs in this country surpassed the number of children under 18. According to Statista, there are 90 million dogs in America today, up from just 68 million in 2000, and a higher percentage of American households own dogs today than ever before. By contrast, there's just over 73 million children. Now, that still sounds like a lot, but as a percentage of the population, children have never been rarer. In 1960, for instance, over 1 in 3 Americans were under the age of 18. According to government projections, by 2050, children will just make up a quarter of the population or less. Now, as you'd expect, this drop in birth rates corresponds to a drop in marriages. But what you might not expect is that it also corresponds to a drop in happiness. The General Social Survey in 2018 found that Americans today are more miserable than they've been in decades, and replacing family with dogs isn't reversing the trend. Of course, what we increasingly hear today in print and on television and movies is that what will make us happy is the freedom that can only come from singleness and childlessness. Writing in The Atlantic recently, Mandy Lynn Catron bemoaned all of the things you lose when you gain a spouse. According to her, family life is isolating and it's unfair to outsiders because spouses give most of their attention to each other and then to their kids. When people get married, she writes, they retreat into, quote, socially neglectful cocoons. London School of Economics professor Paul Dolan goes even further in his book, Happily Ever After. He says the only reason married people report being happier on average than singles is that they're lying. The book was corrected, by the way, when this claim turned out to be unsupportable. See, in reality, the statistics are clear. Married people really are happier on average than those who are unmarried by an average of 10 percentage points. But is it because marriage makes people happy or because happy people are more likely to get married? A new paper by the Institute for Family Studies offers a surprising answer. Instead of looking at the effect of family itself, author James McQuivey decided to look at the effect of the desire for family. He asked over 1,000 men and women how much they valued having an emotionally intimate relationship, how much they valued sexual faithfulness and children. He then combined the answers into a single measure, which we might call a desire for a traditional nuclear family. He discovered that scoring higher on this measure predicted greater happiness and overall life satisfaction, regardless of whether or not the respondent was actually married or actually had kids. It's one of those results that makes you do a double take. After all, you'd expect people who want a family life and haven't found it to be dissatisfied. But on average, they're not. As McQuivey says, if you merely have the desire to pair, bond, and procreate, you're already happier than average. Act on that desire, he adds, and your happiness jumps while your life satisfaction, which is a separate metric, practically leaps off the charts. In other words, contrary to the thesis that getting married and having kids will doom you to misery, committing to a family is one of the most effective means ever created to train people to care for others. And a cornerstone of psychology is that other-centeredness brings human beings happiness. Look, dogs are great and all, but we were made for communion with other people. The family bond is so central to our design that merely pursuing it leads to greater happiness. For a society like ours, one in the midst of family and happiness shortages, the solution is obvious, and it won't be found at the dog park. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.